Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Getting There with me, Dr. Trevisha. So glad you could join me today. It is gorgeous here. I don't know about where you are, how the weather is where you are, but it's gorgeous here. And I've got some exciting things for you scheduled for today's broadcast. You know, everybody knows that February is Valentine's Day month. Few people are going to be, well, actually a lot of people are going to be celebrating in just a few short days. It's also National Heart Awareness Month. And while the attention will focus primarily on love, personal relationships, and heart health, I'm going to be discussing all of these aspects within the context of relationship building. And this episode is going to talk about the 8 habits that help people build phenomenal personal and business relationships. Professional success is important to everyone, but still, success in business and in life means different things to different people. Thus, we're all unique, as well as it should. So a critical part of having an extraordinary relationship or extraordinary relationships is being able to balance those relationships and the things that you do in those relationships across your work and life roles. So today's my guest is going to be Christine McGee, an entrepreneur and founder of Better Health Designs. I'll be talking with her about more about her, and as well as ways that she can help you as either a working mom or a mom that's, you know, in corporate America, or a mom that's at home, as well as, you know, other family members, achieve that balance and success. So it's going to be a wonderful broadcast today, so stick around. So I'll bring her on in about, I would say about 10 minutes or so, so we can talk with her in depth about ways that she can help you. So let's talk about some of these things that I was just saying about habits of building phenomenal relationships. You know, all relationships carry the very important things like love, mutual respect for one another, concern, and just really respect, you know, for love, respect, and mutual concern from one another, so that you actually, you know, feel that you're supposed to feel. If it's a personal relationship, like, you know, someone in your family or a child, of course, business relationships are a lot different than that. But everybody still wants to feel respect, even if it's not a personal relationship. People still want to feel that level of respect, like, you know, their insight, their, you know, what they think about, what their opinions about, you know, a project or an idea that that's being brainstormed or considered. Everybody wants to feel like, you know, their voice is being heard and that their idea counts, their opinion matters in the situation. So, you know, it's very important. You know, respect is one of the main things that's important in a relationship as far as business is concerned. Real success, the kind that exists on multiple levels possible without building great relationships, that's just bottom line. So let's just jump right into some of these points really quickly. One thing is that's important is it's important to be able to take risks or, you know, take the hit in terms of what a person is concerned about if it's a business relationship. And then if it's personal, of course, you want to be able to hear that person out and, you know, really listen to them and not, you know, interfere while they are communicating with you. But business or personal, the person that is contending or that's upset is angry about something. So be willing to sit and listen and kind of reason with what they're saying, you know, try to understand them. I love Stephen Covey's Habits. Still love the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. My favorite one is Habit Number 5, which is seek first to understand and then to be understood. And, of course, that is applicable in business and personal relationships. So sometimes the issues, whatever the issue is, regardless of who it actually is, who's at fault, some people step in and you know, take responsibility. And so in that situation, if it is a conflict, you definitely want to, you know, assume responsibility and listen. And then also, it means a lot to the other party, whether it's personal or business, if you step in without being asked, if you just step up to the plate and assume responsibility and say, hey, you know, speaking about, you know, what happened the other day or what happened earlier, what have you, and, you know, just share with them your heartfelt ideas and your opinions and, you know, try to, you know, go into the situation knowing that it may not be, you know, well received, but be willing to, you know, step up and address the situation anyway so that you can just get the, hash the differences out, whether it's personal or business. Number three, answer the question that's not asked. A lot of times people have hidden concerns, and so by asking, and this is really more in, you know, business, professional relationships than personal, but, you know, nonetheless, whether it's personal or business, people do have hidden questions. They do have, you know, that question that's in the back of their head that they're thinking, I wonder, you know, I wonder. And so if you got an inkling of what that might be, go ahead and put it out there and let it be something that's, you know, something that's open for discussion so that, you know, that kind of clears the air about any hidden concerns. The fourth thing is, know when to, you know, dial it back, so to speak. Outgoing and charismatic people are usually a lot of fun until they aren't. So when a major challenge pops up or a situation gets stressful, still, you know, some people just can't stop expressing their individuality. So it's really important to admit that you know at least one person that's really in love with his personality, or she's really in love with her personality, and it's just so important to, and you know, as people, as I've been saying, people who build great relationships know when to have fun and they know when to be serious. So, so important to, you know, keep that in proper perspective as well. Great relationships are multifaceted and therefore require multifaceted people willing to adapt to the situation. And that's, again, primarily in business relationships. So let's move on to number 5. Prove that what the person thinks matters. Again, to build a phenomenal relationship, it's important to show the other party that what they feel matters, what they're thinking matters, and that can be applied to both personal and business relationships. So just keep that in mind when communicating. And I always talk about the importance of communicating. Oh, gosh, it is so the glue to everything. I don't care what kind of relationship it is. Communication is everything. So make sure that the other party knows that it's, you know, it's okay to say what they think. Let's move on to 6. Realize when you've acted poorly. I know it's hard for, you know, some people to do, but it is important to realize when things, you know, your performance has been subpar, or, you know, behavior has been, you know, less than what you normally, you know, do, or the way you normally act, if it's a personal relationship, if it's business, you know, it's about, you know, performance, what you're producing, that really matters. So I realized, you know, when it hasn't been, you know, up to par, you know, most people apologize when their actions or their words are called into question. So unfortunately, very few people apologize before they are asked. So a really good thing to do is to be able to say, you know, I know yesterday I was having a really challenging day, and, you know, of course, this applies for home and business, our personal and business roles. That, you know, I know yesterday, you know, was an especially challenging day. I apologize about that, you know, and, you know, try to clear the air and move on. Number seven, give consistently, receive occasionally. To, you know, give more than you receive, because when you are a giver, you are seen in a whole different light than when you are a taker. It shows you as someone that, you know, is interested in what the other person needs, the parties need, as opposed to, you know, what your needs are primarily. A great relationship is mutually beneficial. Very important to take notes, especially in business and in personal relationships too. But in this regard, business in business terms, that means connecting with people who can be mentors, who can share information, or who can help create other connections. So it really means going into a relationship wanting something. And so the person who builds great relationships don't think about what he or she wants. They start out by thinking about what they can give. And you'll be amazed at what comes your way when you start out with that, you know, that end in mind. What can I give? What can I bring to this situation? How can I help? How can I be of service? And number eight is value the message by always valuing the messenger. When someone speaks from a position of power or authority, it's tempting to place greater emphasis on their input, advice, and ideas. You know, we listen to people who are in leadership position all the time. But what about the guy that mows your lawn? What about the person at the office that's working diligently, you know, making sure the office is clean? You know, these are things that, unfortunately, these are some of the people that don't get as much attention that they deserve. So, you know, those are the type of people that, you know, would be important to, you know, if they've got something wise to say, you know, listen to them. Don't discredit the message because of the source that the information is coming from. It's still valuable information regardless. So when someone, you know, speaks from a position of power, you know, it's good to respect their ideas, but it's also important to respect the ideas of those who you would least expect, you know, to have something, you know, that could actually make or break a situation that you may be facing at the time or that you are already facing. So very, very important, you know, kind of consider the message more so than anything else. So those are my eight tips and habits on that can help you build a phenomenal relationship, whether it is business or personal. So keep those tips in mind. They will take you a little bit further, I hope. And now I'm going to go ahead and bring Christine McKee on the line, my special guest for today. Christine, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Christine. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. I've got beautiful weather, too. Where are you at?
Oh, I am in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Okay. I'm in the Austin area, so
awesome.
We have beautiful weather. Yeah.
Well, yes, it's absolutely gorgeous here. Well, I am so glad you could join me today. I hear you've got a lot of great things to share. We're talking about, February being Valentine's Day month and National Heart Awareness Month. And, you know, everybody's talking about, relationships and heart health. But, I wanted to have a different spin on the month in terms of building phenomenal relationships and helping people create space in their lives to be able to do that in the way of having a business of their own. So
yeah.
I know that you can help me with that. So I want to start out by talking to you about a little bit about you first, and then we'll talk a little bit about what you do and how it can help others, achieve balance and success. So let's hear a little bit about you. Five words that describe you.
Five words. Wow.
I know you weren't expecting that, huh?
No, but that's very concise. I would say passionate about nutrition, passionate about nutrition, tenacious. When I make a decision to go for something, I'm tenacious. And I would say, based on what we're talking about today, relationships are extremely important for me.
Oh, yeah.
That would be some top things, yeah.
Awesome. And what are some of the things that you do to balance your role across work and life?
Well, I made a decision quite a long time ago. My kids are now 35 and 37, and I've got four grandkids. So I made a decision when my kids were 8 and 10 that I wanted to be home. I didn't want someone else raising my children. And so I started my first home-based business when they were 8 and 10 years old, and I never looked back. Because once I experienced that freedom, I made a decision that's something I wanted the rest of my life. And so for me, I've been very fortunate to have a business. I did have a private clinical practice for many, many years, but I still could choose my hours when I worked. And so I have always put my relationships first because I felt like if I didn't have those, what good was life, right? I could have money coming in, but then if I didn't have relationships, that wasn't right for me. So I've always had my life organized around my family and about time and being able to have that time freedom. So that's been a focus for a really long time.
When you said you had a clinical practice, what was that, if I might ask?
It was in Northern California in the Sacramento area.
Okay. Was it in what type of practice?
Well, nutrition, because I'm a nutritionist.
Oh.
So, yeah, so it was a nutritional practice, yeah.
Oh, so you were isn't that awesome, how you were able to use your prior experience in your own, running your own business, which we're getting ready to talk about in just a minute or so. That's
amazing. And I still do practice one day a week out of a medical office here in the Austin area, and I do occasionally do, I have a home office, so I'll if the time doesn't work, I'll occasionally do appointments in my home office as well. So, there still is, I'm plugged in there a couple days a week usually.
Okay, good. And what motivates you most?
What motivates me most is being able to really make a difference in people's lives. And this, I also have another business outside of my nutrition practice that's in the wellness arena. So I love my nutrition practice because I can see huge changes in people's health. And I always say, if you don't have your health, what's the point, right?
That's the first thing. I think most people would agree with that, yes.
Right. So that I'm extremely passionate about nutrition, and I am also very passionate about getting people, allowing people an avenue or a vehicle to be able to create a life that they want with more time freedom, because I think we live in such a hurry-scurry world. And I know for moms, and you were talking about moms, and I know for me that was such a blessing to be able to have a business from home. And so I am really passionate about that. Maybe bring a mom home, or maybe a mom who's a professional who's made a decision to, start a family, but yet feels like there's still so much that she has to give because of her, gifts and talents. talents, that she can still be a mom and still give back in that arena and, you know, really bring her talents forward. So those two areas are I'm definitely passionate about.
What about, you know, moms that are in corporate America, are really sick and tired of being sick and tired, but don't know, don't have a sense of direction as to what to do about, you know, transitioning out of that, what their options are?
Mm-hmm. That's really great to sit down and actually map out for someone the possibilities. And typically when I work with someone who is working full-time, we bring that in on the side alongside what they're currently doing and gradually set a plan to where it's how soon do you want to be out of the job and how quickly can we make that happen, or do you want to take that slowly, and how many hours a week, you know, you're busy, you're a mom, you're working. So slivers and slices of time are where we work, and we make those very effective. And so we just map it out with whomever we're sitting down with and seeing how quickly they'd like to transition and where dedicate a few hours a week so we can start to make that happen and set a vision and a goal for that, what their life will be like once they're able to do that.
Well, I really like what I'm hearing, because what I'm hearing is an accountability partner that they would have in you. We might as well go ahead and start talking about the actual business that we are kind of, you know, giving some little hints and we're kind of hinting around about.
Let's
go ahead and talk about it, because that's what's important to me, you know, and, you know, getting the word out to people about what you're doing is letting them know who they have in you should they decide to, you know, to do this, because that can make or break anybody. It's who they have to work with.
Absolutely.
You know, once they made a decision, you know, first it's the decision, you know, is this right for me? Then after they decide, I like it, I love it, I want to do it, then it's who am I working with? You know, and how good is that going to be to me? So I can already hear you're a great, great person to work with in terms of helping people realize their goals and their dreams. You know, they just got a snapshot of what they would be getting in you. So let's talk about the business and what it is and how other people can become part of it.
Absolutely. Well, I made, like I said, I made the decision a long time ago to be at home. And I worked with, because nutrition was, even back then, my passion, because my husband got cancer at age 40. And he is 7 years older than me, so I was 32 when he got cancer, or 33 when he got cancer. And we had little kids at home. And, of course, we went through the tradition. Yeah, we went to the traditional treatment, you know, the chemo and radiation, all that stuff. But it left him extremely wasted. And so we stepped outside of mainstream medicine at that time and worked with a nutritionist to restore his body, and we saw such huge changes in results. And so I had never worked with nutritional supplementation. It was, I mean, I loved, you know, healthy cooking and stuff, but we'd never really been supplement takers. But we saw such amazing results in his body that I felt like people needed to have a choice, you know, at least to know and be educated. And so I worked with a educated. And so I worked with a company for many, many years. That's my first home-based business, and I worked with that company for many years and really built a business there. Unfortunately, that was a privately held company, and things changed and ownership changed. And, I, you know, it just wasn't what it was when I first started. And so that happens, right? I mean, even in corporate. You have, you know, companies buy out.
All kinds of relationships, actually.
All kinds of stuff.
Things
so,
are just not the way they used to be.
No. So I had made a decision about 6 years ago that I was going to look for a new home. And I have been in the industry of network marketing, you know, obviously for almost 25 years now. And I really didn't trust, to be honest with you, I didn't trust the industry. I had seen too many companies come and go and things done not right. And so I hired a business coach who coaches in the industry and kind of sees behind the scenes. And I hired her for 4 sessions and told her what I wanted. And I had a big checklist. And she pointed me at some different companies and different leadership who she knew in these companies at the top. And I interviewed them, basically. And,
oh, good for you.
Yeah, because if I'm in a partner with, if I'm building something that I want to have really as a solid business, I want to know who my partners are going to be in the business.
Exactly.
And like
that's
you just said.
That's beautifully said.
Yeah. Yeah. And you, like you said, you know, you're going to be mentored and coached, you know, be coached and have somebody accountable to. So you want to know who that is. So
exactly.
I ended up with partnering with New Skin Pharmanex, and I've never been more pleased and more excited about not only where we're going with what we're working with, which we might talk about a little bit later, but the caliber of leadership is phenomenal. And I have my own personal coach that I work with, and I just actually came back from Dallas. I was up in your neck of the woods. I just came home this morning. And we were up there for 4 days doing a training. So we get some powerful training and extremely high integrity type of people that we get to work with. And so that really attracted me here. And it has really taught me a lot, because it took my coaching to another completely different level. So I've never regretted it. It's been a wonderful journey, and I look forward to many, many, many years.
So is it New Skin that you represent, or?
Yes.
New
Skin Pharmanex. Yeah, New Skin is the parent company. Pharmanex is the nutritional division. So we're
a
30-year-old
company. Is that nutrition, or is it beauty, or both?
Both. I get the best of both. So New Skin is the skin side, and Pharmanex is the nutrition side. So, yeah, I get to work in both arenas, which has really been fun. Yeah.
So if you could choose someone to be your partner, because we've already checked you out and we know what we're getting in you, who would that be?
That's a great question, because I actually do sometimes ask for referrals, and I'm always at looking, you know, say, this is who I'm looking for. I love people who have entrepreneurial spirits, and they know they have entrepreneurial spirits, and they feel like they're, you know, if they're in corporate, sometimes they feel like they're locked in a box, and they just, you know, they want to scream. So they know they have this internal, like, barometer that's saying, break out of the box, and I want to do something.
Yes.
You know, they love to be creative. They love helping people. That's really important. We're in the industry of helping people. I think people that are good candidates are maybe people who've been teachers, because they love to teach and they know the value of watching, you know, personal growth and kids and stuff. And we're in a business of personal growth. We joke and we say, you know, this is a personal growth business with a compensation plan. So we really, it really is. So we, you know, someone who maybe has been a teacher kind of gets what we do, because we do educate and teach, and or someone who maybe has been in the industry of beauty. We have spa owners. You know, we're doing an open house at a spa here in the town that I live in. So someone who's a spa owner, someone who has a nutrition background, someone who loves. There's a couple technologies that we work with we actually bring into medical practices. So chiropractic offices, you know, massage therapists, people like that that work in the wellness arena.
Pretty vast list.
Big list, yeah. But I think the person, you know, the actual person has to really have a desire to create something different and to really give back to the world in a completely different way than what we see oftentimes in corporate.
Absolutely. And you heard, if you were listening to the broadcast, you were hearing me talk about being a giver, not a taker. And so that is so important to success.
Right.
You know?
So I love that too.
So I know you did an extensive profile with the Millennium Professionals magazine, and people can find out so much more about you and what you do, connect with you on Facebook and your social media sites, as well as go to your online store and shop and find out more about New Skin. How else might they get a hold of you? What's your preference?
You know, email. Email's great. And it's Chris, C-H-R-I-S, McKee, M-C-K-E-E, 4, the number 4, at Yahoo. So Chris McKee, 4, at Yahoo. And you'll get directly to me. And, of course, my website is better. I think you guys have my website, but I'll give it to them. Better Health Designs, that's plural, betterhealthdesigns.com. And you can email me direct from there as well.
Perfect. Well, we're going to tweet this and post this on Facebook just after the broadcast. So lots of people are going to hear about the opportunity to listen to the archive of this, as it's going to be archived on iTunes, which is the world's largest music store as well. So we are out of time, Kristen. I wish we weren't having so much fun talking with you and learning all about Nu Skin, and just your personality is amazing. So,
Thank you.
I know that, you know, if somebody decided to do business with you, become a partner, or just, you know, become your preferred customer. Is that what you guys call them, preferred customers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
you know, either way, they would be, it sounds like they would be in wonderful hands. So, again, we are out of time, but thanks so much for joining me today, and we'll send you a link to the broadcast.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate you interviewing me. It was fun.
Oh, thank you. It was fun here, too. Well, you have enjoy the rest of your day.
I sure will. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Well, listeners, that is all we have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me. Again, it's Dr. Trevisha. It's been a pleasure, you know, being with you again today. I hope you'll join me the next time for the next broadcast. Do remember to connect with me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And until the next time, take care and goodbye, everybody.